Fiona Robinson would be slightly relieved with that report, because the flying WA galloper Fabergino is here, ready for Group 1 action tomorrow night, and the wet track was probably the biggest question mark. Tiana, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. Feeling a bit better after hearing that, so hopefully he's right.
How do you think he'll go if you get onto a soft five track situation? Because over in the West, she hasn't got to see many wet tracks. I think there's only been one soft run, and that was one of her defeats.
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of rain in Perth, and she's done most of her racing over the summer where you have those sprint races. So she hasn't really seen it. The day that she got defeated on the soft track, I don't think that that was the track that sort of played a part. She had a few other excuses, so I think we'd be pretty comfortable if it was in that soft five range, but there's obviously a question mark if we get more than that, but we can't control it, and we'll find out more tomorrow.
It'd be terrible for this long-range plan and all the hiccups that have happened along the way for it to be scuppered at the last minute by a wet track. So fingers crossed that doesn't occur. But it was only a few months ago you were probably thinking even getting over here for this race was probably going to be out of reach.
Yeah, exactly. With the coronavirus sort of hitting, that sort of changed our plans a little bit, or we thought it did. So we can't control the weather. We've managed to get a flight over here, which was looking less and less likely the closer we got. So we're here and we're lining up, and hopefully she runs a big race.
When did she arrive in Melbourne or in Victoria?
So she's been here for 2 weeks now down at Jason Warren's place. She's settled in really well. She's really appreciating the rural environment down here, and she's done her last couple of gallops at Mornington, so she's come through them, and I really can't fault her, so I'm looking forward to getting her to the races.
Well, travelling obviously doesn't affect her, because she was brilliant the only other time we saw her here in Victoria when she won the Bob Hoister down the Flemington Straight. Is she pretty easy to deal with?
No, not really. That's obviously why we come over earlier in the year for an easier assignment. She had a few little hiccups during the travel, and she didn't get the smoothest flight. We had a big storm hit Perth as we left, but it sort of gave us the information and the tools that we needed to know what we had to do to get her here in sort of fine form to hit a race of this sort of standard. And she's travelled and she's settled in and she's really happy, and she's regained the weight she's lost in the travel, which is excellent to see. I really can't fault her preparation leading into this.
Is that why she's so lightly raced? She's a six-year-old mare. She's just had the 12 starts. You've done an amazing job with her, winning 9 of those. Is that why you don't tend to race her that often?
Yeah, she is a big horse, which has just taken her a little while to mature. And we probably could have gotten more racing out of her early on, but whether she would continue to improve with age like she has now, if we had have done, is something that, you know, we may or may not have answered. But we've given her time to mature, and she's had a couple of little hiccups along the way, and every time we've sort of given her the full rehab plus a little bit extra just to let her get over everything, and it seems like now we're sort of reaping the rewards for it.
Has she got even more improvement in her because she is so lightly raced? Do you think she's come back better?
Yeah, her last couple of runs, you know, I keep saying leading into the race that she's going as good, if not better, and she's pulling up really well from the runs. I mean, her last run in Flemington, I'd said to the owners, if there was a race in a couple of weeks' time for her, she would have stayed then, but there wasn't. Whereas before, the races probably took a lot more out of her, and her recovery time was a lot longer. Even her run in the Northern Stakes at Perth, just to see how bright she is and how well she feels after the race, is really positive that we've, you know, taken the right path with her. And hopefully she gets through this run well and pulls up fine, and then we'll try and string a couple of races together while we're over here this time. There's obviously quite a few options for her this time of the year in Melbourne, so fingers crossed it all works out.
You mentioned those owners. We've all been doing it tough during this COVID period. We've been unable to travel, but they must be beside themselves because they're over in the UK, and they think nothing of jumping on a plane and travelling 24 hours just to see her have a run.
Yeah, so half of her ownership group, they live in the UK, and they do usually travel out for most of her races, and they're only usually here for the day of the race because they've all got, you know, massive companies that they're trying to run back home, and they've been a fantastic support, and they love watching her race, but I'm sure that just managing to see it on the TV is going to sort of brighten their day. I think that they've probably been hit with it a bit worse than we have here, so, you know, it's hopefully going to be a pickup that everybody sort of needs.
And how have you coped throughout this period? I mean, you've had to travel over here and go through quarantine. How has the stay over in Victoria been?
Yeah, I mean, we've had to jump through a few hoops to get over here, but to have a horse to line up in a race like this, you're sort of prepared to try and do anything that you can to get here. So it's quite nice down here in the Mornington Peninsula. It's obviously a little bit more relaxed, and we're on a farm and, you know, sort of out of the hustle and bustle, which sort of takes that pressure off you a little bit. It sort of feels a little bit more like home. So I suppose the biggest change has probably been the weather. We're obviously just coming into summer at Perth, and it's beautiful and sunny and 30 degrees when we left, and we get here and to us this feels like winter. So, but no, she's happy down here, so I can't complain.
I hope you brought a heavy jacket for the valley tomorrow night.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be warm tomorrow.
Speaking of the valley, she's a big mare. How do you think she'll get around the circuit?
There's obviously, you know, that much the same as the weather, that's going to be a question mark. But she's had a couple of gallops at Mornington, and in comparison to Moonee Valley, it's probably more similar to the tighter tracks than what she's used to in Perth. And she's handled that track with ease, and, you know, she's galloped as well as what she usually does at home. So I think she's pretty professional when she gets there. Once those barriers open, she's just looking for the winning post. So there's always a question mark, but they said the same about running down the straight at Flemington, and she handled that well at her first attempt. So fingers crossed she gets there, and she knows what job's on hand.
Peter Nucky's come across to ride her as well, and it's a race of high speed, and she shows blistering speed as well. How do you see the race panning out? Where would you like her in the run?
Nucky knows her as well as anyone, and he won't be given any strict instructions. Once the barrier is open, she'll go forward and she'll use her speed, but she doesn't necessarily have to lead. And if she was outside the leader, you know, I'd be pretty confident with her sitting there. There's obviously a lot of speed in this race. I think she's come into barrier 7 at the moment, so she'll cross the majority of the horses on her inside, and if she ends up one off the fence and even one back, then I'd be really, really confident with her coming into the home straight.
Tomorrow night you'll be up against Team Hayes, Kieran Maher, Sam Freeman, Anthony Freeman, James Cummings, the McAvoys. What's that going to be like for you and the dream of winning a Group 1?
Yeah, it's obviously exciting just to have a horse that, you know, is a live chance in a race like this is amazing. So just taking the opportunity with two hands, and whatever will be after that will be. But, yeah, just to have a horse to come over for a race like this is obviously a fantastic opportunity.
Well, it is great to have you here in Victoria, Tiana, and Fabergino as well created a huge impression earlier in the year with that brilliant win down the Flemington Straight, and we look forward to seeing her back in action, the big Steely Grey, at the Valley tomorrow night. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you very much.